Now, Frank, you can go ahead, and as I say, we're coming down to the deadline. Just tell me, what's the message? What's the point you want to get across, Frank?
Well, I'm absolutely delighted that Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson have seemed to have found a pathway that could allow Britain to remain in the European Union with a deal by the end of the month. However, our top priorities were avoiding a hard border and protecting our place in the single market. And the backstop, and we always said this for the last 3.5 years, was the only realistic way to do this. And effectively, there can only be a border in the IRC, but there can no, be no land border on the island of Ireland. And hopefully, in the coming weeks, the UK Parliament are sitting for the first time, I think, since World War II, to assess any deal which might emerge. And hopefully that we can have a deal by the end of the month. But I think we're in much better space than we were a week ago. But as I said, I think Barney has said there's a mountain to climb and there's a lot of challenges. And we have our British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly in Birmingham this week, where all politicians from all the parliaments, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Ireland, the UK and many others meet every 6 months. So it'll be an interesting discussion at our British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly plenary.
Part of that mountain may be DUP opposition to any difference in the way Northern Ireland might be treated to the rest of the UK.
I can, and, you know, I think the DUP have been out of step with public opinion, but I hope that we can get some formula that keeps everybody happy. But again, we have been consistent for the last 3 years. There can be no border in the island of Ireland, and we always knew that the backstop again was the only realistic way of doing this, and unless a realistic, legally binding and workable alternative was found. But I want to point out that a no deal would cause severe disruption to the Irish economy and the Irish and British people, and as I said, there's no upside to Brexit, but all we're trying to do is mitigate all the issues and problems that associate with it.
Frank, that's perfect, and thanks a million for that.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, Frank. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.